The ruling by the divided court in favor of the Wisconsin-based Menasha Corporation will entitle businesses that purchased customized software to as much as $265 million in sales tax refunds. It will also mean a loss of nearly $30 million to the state in the year ahead. Brookfield Republican Senator Ted Cannabis works in the software industry, and while he says his business won't be affected by this ruling, he thinks it will help other companies that sell specialized software in Wisconsin. Cannabis says it's also a boon for the businesses that buy customized computer programs.
The Menasha decision will fundamentally make it easier for companies to help transform their companies through acquisition of technology and to be able to change that technology as it goes along. And I think that makes for a better climate for growth for Wisconsin. I think it's good news.
The ruling was a big win for Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce, which filed legal briefs to back up Menasha. But Dodgeville Assembly Democrat Steve Hilgenberg says that created a conflict of interest for Justice Annette Ziegler, who wrote the opinion. Hilgenberg says that's because WMC spent millions of dollars to help get Ziegler elected.
Because of the connection and because of the perception, it sort of weakens the opinion of the general public, of the court, the Supreme Court in particular, and of courts in general.
Hilgenberg says whether or not Ziegler's ruling has merit, the conflict of interest in this case will overshadow the opinion in the public's eye. Senator Cannabis says that's an unfair connection, and one he expects Democrats will make repeatedly against the court's conservative justices whenever a ruling doesn't go their way. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.